Oh, la-di-da-di-da. Oh.
Hi, hello. How are you?
Oh, hello there. Are you Ryan?
Wonderful weather we're having.
Oh, something's different about you.
That's because I'm normal.
Normal. Are you now?
And I'm going to kill you.
No, on today's episode of Bells and Whistles Podcast, we go through and we draft the normal type. That's right, kids. We have another draft. All that and much, much more on this normal episode.
On this normal episode, I don't feel normal. I'm sick today.
On the Bells and Whistles Podcast. Run that intro.
Run that intro. I forgot about that. Yeah,
you
I
forgot
was,
about the bit.
Yeah, I forgot about the bit. I'm behind. I'm under the weather.
Abnormal.
Boom, boom, boom.
You
got to talk into. Hey, remember, this is an audio medium.
I forgot it was an audio medium.
Yeah.
I don't know what your Instagram algorithm is like.
Yeah.
But mine is just like boobies and girls talking about.
It really has become
touching,
that, hasn't it? It's
touching
very sad.
Girls just doing that, and I've realized it's like because like I begin to like tune out the ones where there's like you know what a man loves, but visually the way they get me is a girl fully clothed, obviously a pretty girl.
Uh huh.
She'll sit in a podcast chair just straight up like this. She'll just be like this, and she'll be like, and then you'll click it, and she'll just be talking about nothing sexual at all, but she will be sitting like this. So I'm going to try and do it for this episode.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Yeah.
Don't you want to desperately be on one of those podcasts?
I just want to interview an OnlyFans girl.
I want
to do that.
Bring her on board. Come on down.
OnlyFans girls.
It's more common than you think these days.
Yeah, but we're
going to. Would you believe it that one of our guests is on OnlyFans? Take a guess on which one it is. You could cut this, but no. There is none. Wouldn't it be funny though?
I was going to go back to all our episodes.
Yeah, I'll go back to all of our different episodes, huh?
Welcome back to the Bells and Whistles Podcast. Ryan Quigley, Ephraim Bernie. How are you? Are you guys fucking rooting for the Knicks? Are you repping New York?
Are you rooting and tooting?
Orange and blue skies, baby.
Yahoo!
Philly.
Yeehaw!
Oh my God.
Yeah, exactly.
By the time you guys have seen this, the Knicks
boom.
Either won or lost game two. What
we're very soft here. I don't know what happened here. I got to check these levels.
How fascinating.
Now this is much better.
Okay.
Well, this is very funny.
Yeah.
I'm glad I caught that now.
Yeah, thank Lord.
Thank the Lord.
Yeah, how you doing? You okay?
Not at all, actually.
You're not doing
sick.
Neither of us are in good spirits anyways.
Well, I feel like I'm in good spirits when I'm around you. But I do feel like I'm violently ill.
Here, how about this? Ask me how I'm doing. This is my new thing.
Yeah, how you doing?
Better than I deserve.
What do you think? I guess my next question would be, what are you doing?
What do you think you deserve?
Yeah. Better than I deserve. Oh,
it's Dave Ramsey. Financial guru.
Financial that I know. Okay.
Anyways. You know what we're doing today?
Yeah, we're doing something.
We're doing a quick bullshit one because you're sick and I don't want to be here and the Knicks play tonight.
I just can't believe it. I think people are worried about us.
We're downtrodden.
Well, that our relationship is falling apart.
You think we're on the rocks?
I don't think we are, but I think we put out signals that perhaps we might be. You know, we've missed a couple podcasts.
Oh, wow.
I'm doing vlogs on my own now.
I was seen in a strip club. Maybe. I think people are beginning to be like, oh, I wonder if they're losing the passion. And the answer is, we are. So, but you got to just push through. You know, half the battle is showing up.
Uh-huh. Half the battle is getting out the door.
That's all it is.
What is it? Through better or for worse? Through, you know, worse.
Through thick and thin.
Through thick and thin. Hey, I'll be thick and you.
Fucking disgusting. Of course we are doing the normal type draft, kids. That's right, we draft a team in snake or a snake. It's not even snake style, it's just one and one.
It's
where
snake
we
oil.
Where we where we draft a team of six regular Pokemon. In that team of six there is one mythical or mega or something, and then we get a choice of a seventh legendary. It can be selected at any time, no repeats, no excuses, and then you decide who
you
is
get what you get and you don't get us.
exactly Exactly. Of course, I selected first last time. You will select first this time. Do you have an idea? What do you think? What do you think about this normal type draft? It's a little bit of a thin draft.
It's a bit of a thin draft. Yeah, no, it is. I was looking up like...
I seldom use normal type Pokemon.
I like normal type Pokemon, but I agree that it's hard to like pick ones that are going to be fun to like use competitively.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Some goofy ones. I like the goofy ones.
There's a lot of goofy ones that are competitively viable. Yeah, but what like the hell are you going to do? It's just in many different ways. We're all beautiful at the end of the day.
Yeah, at the end of the day. Aren't we? Yeah.
That's where everybody comes to the Bells and Whistles podcast for body positivity.
Body positivity. That being said, I do want to pick the only one that's worth picking, I feel. For my first pick, my mythical will be Arceus.
You will go.
I'm going to go Arceus. There. I'm going to go there.
Overall, that is the correct
pick.
That
is the correct. If you're going to go first, you might as well go.
That is the correct pick, unfortunately.
But hey, look.
It is a mythical. It's not a legendary, is it?
Uh-huh. It's a legendary.
That's how they get you.
The legendaries. You've got three options for legendaries. I can't wait to see what you pick.
You do.
Yeah.
You do?
I don't know what's going... I don't know what other mythicals there are, but you can go with a Mega. You can go with other things.
I don't know... I know very clearly what I'm going to do.
Okay.
And it is a pandering play. I don't really give a fuck. I think it is the coolest normal-type Pokemon of all time, and there's going to be controversy about it, and I'm anxious to get there.
Cool.
With my first overall pick, I am going Ursaluna Blood Moon.
Oh, I was hoping you'd put Raticate.
No, I'm going... Wait, hold on. I need to write these down. Obviously, I forgot my laptop at home, like a fucking dumbass.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to do it pen and paper, the old style.
The old style.
You choose Arceus. So what do you have to say about Ursaluna Blood Moon?
You are correct in picking that one. What I'm curious about is, do we count Ursaluna regular as a different one?
No, you don't get that.
Okay, cool. I'll take that out. I knew that I was probably
what
going to
I'm
lose
saying
it.
Is, does that occupy my mythical slot? Because I think I would fight against it a little bit and argue that it's just a regular Pokemon.
What's it? I do think it's just
not a paradox.
Yeah, it's not a paradox.
Okay. All right. So I still have.
I think
have,
it's a regular. No, I think
so
you still get
have
a
mega mythical. Slot.
I still think you get that.
All right. Yeah. Beautiful. That's my selection.
I think
it's
that's
sick.
Good.
I wish they make it a physical attacker. I wasn't choosing regular Ursaluna because Ursaluna Blood Moon is better.
It's cooler. It's cooler. He's got a big old eye patch.
He's got a big old eye. He's blind in one eye.
Patchy the Pirate.
Exactly.
Blind
in
one eye.
My detached retina's coming back.
Oh no! I'm sorry to hear that.
I've been using the wrong glasses again.
Oh, so what's it? It's slipping?
Yeah, I just feel...
What's it doing?
I feel like there's movement in my eye, my left eye.
No, that's kind of... That makes me nervous.
Do you want to know who's really nervous?
Is you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And our fans.
They're out there worried. That's what I'm saying. Like, Ryan says he doesn't think he could do a vlog because he doesn't think he does anything interesting.
I don't think I do shit.
I think you should take us to your retina recorrection.
I'm not going to a doctor.
What are you
going
to do?
I just look at myself in the mirror until it stops. I use the sheer power of will.
Oh, my God.
I go to a doctor. Are you kidding me? Last time I went to the doctor, I told you what happened.
What happened?
I went to the doctor. I said I have a cough. The cough didn't go away for 2 weeks. I expected this doctor, this stupid doctor, to look at me and say, okay, here's a Z-Pack. Leave. That's all I wanted.
No.
He says, nah. Let me ask you, how many drinks a week do you have?
Oh, I remember he told you that.
And I said I lied.
Uh-huh.
I underestimated. I say, I don't know. Maybe 10. You figure two days where you're at three, and then like one where you have one, and that's about
two on
10.
Tuesday,
something like that, right? I'm going to watch the Knick game. I'm gonna have a couple alcoholic beverages.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
He goes,
you know what alcohol can do? It can irritate your stomach, cause acid reflux.
There's your cough.
He says, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a couple I'm going to give you a viral test. He gave me that. He knows fuck me. He gave me the COVID test.
He's like, I'm going to give you a pat on the back and call it a day.
And he said, but I don't think that's it. So this is what you're going to do. You're going to take a couple days. Don't drink. And then if the cough doesn't go away, you come back here and we give you stomach medication. I say, okay, fine. I'm never going back to you again.
Good.
Fast forward a couple weeks, I receive a bill for $470.
What?
Yeah. For the fucking nose test that he just was like, who cares? I had to fight and say, I'm not paying this shit.
What? Was it not covered by insurance?
It was covered. No, because it was some special test.
Oh, my God.
I was like, dude, what the... So I'm never going to a doctor again. It's as simple as that. If I die, I don't care. I would sooner die than give that man money. I don't give a fuck. And guess what? I had a telehealth with a different doctor.
Uh-huh.
And the telehealth was, okay, I'm going to give you a Z-Pack. Cough is gone in 24 hours.
Good. That's it. That's all you needed.
No, you remember that cough that I was struggling with?
Yeah, I remember. I remember. Look, I'm telling you, the medical system is completely screwed.
That's why I don't need to tell you.
We're writing a best-selling novel.
Yeah, no, we're really, we're becoming, that's why we're stopping with the Pokemon. It's because we want to become muckrakers. Yeah. Who are you selecting?
We're going to be peddling some vitamins.
Who are you selecting with your second pick?
My second pick.
We don't
have
too many.
Let's see. What do I want to do?
Things.
What do I want to pick here?
There's a lot of options.
There's a lot
of
ones.
None of them good.
None of them good. I'm going to pick one that I think is on your list, too. Because there's plenty on here that I like that I don't think is on your list that I feel safe.
That's not very nice.
I know.
That's not very nice. That's not how I'm playing.
It would be if you played smart. That's how you did it in the beginning. It's just that I picked bad ones.
I never tried to steal from you. You always try to steal first.
Well, I'm trying. I am something of a little thief.
You are.
Zoroark Hisui.
Zoroark Hisui is on my list. It wouldn't have been my pick, though.
Yeah.
Talk about that pick.
I'd like to pick Zoroark Hisui.
Why'd you do that?
Because it's unique typing, special attacker. Yeah. I feel like most normal types veer physical. I think it's good to have one of these, you know, immune to lots of different things, especially immune to your stabs if we were to ever fight, which I know we're not. But I do think Ghost Normal is exciting.
I think I could put Shadow Ball on Ursaluna Blood Moon.
But it doesn't work because it's normal type.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, that's what's
so
exciting.
So wait,
about
it
that.
Has so what
the only thing you can hit it with is dark.
Oh, it's dark?
Uh-huh.
Oh. It's funny that you should bring that up.
It's funny that I should because I've got some dark thoughts.
You're absolutely right. I do.
Except, what have you got for me?
So you say I need a dark type.
Uh-oh.
I think with my second overall pick, I was leaning this anyway,
Alolan
but since you
meow.
You caught me. No! I'm going to select Obstagoon.
Yeah, I knew it.
Obstagoon. I'm selecting Obstagoon. Again, I'm not in love with Obstagoon's design, although I think it's cool. I think it's cool on paper. It's just not my thing.
Yeah.
And I love Pokemon that it's incredibly fucking clear what the hell you're supposed to do with it.
Yeah.
Guts.
You're supposed to block
facade.
Your way. Yeah.
Guts, facade. You put the flame orb. Call it a fucking day.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm gonna do.
I like that.
So no, I have Obstagoon.
Like Obstagoon. You ever think you get into gooning?
What is that?
I don't know. I keep hearing it online. I think it's like. Here are the people in our. I'm sure someone will know in our comments.
Cameron.
Cameron will know what gooning is.
Yeah, okay.
No, it's like. Isn't it like? Is it like edging? Is it like there's something? It's like something in that vein.
Okay.
But like the Gen Zers like talking about it now.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like in that leet speak that they have. Go ahead and goon. Hey, go ahead and goon to the bell.
Goon yourself off. All right, very good. So Obstagoon is my pick. Who do you got?
Okay, so what do I want to pick now? Let's pick.
It's really confusing because you're like, do I go for type coverage or do I just go for like good Pokemon and just not give a fuck? Because normal's
not a lot of good.
Normal's
ones.
Really the only type that you can kind of look yourself in the mirror and be like, it's okay that I'm stacking two normal types on one team.
Yeah, because it's.
But also, you're not going to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm going to go. So I've got Arceus and then Zoroark Hisui. Those are my other ones.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going with Beware.
Beware is a great pick.
I think Beware is the next big thing.
Beware is a great
the
pick.
Next big thing in fashion. No, I like Beware. I think he's a little. I mean, we've talked about him before. I think he's a little goofy looking for sure.
Yeah.
And there's something about the shape of him that bugs me a little bit. I don't know why, but I like that he's. I like that he's got Fluffy as an ability.
Yeah.
I like that he's strong. I like that he's fighting type.
It is good.
He'll take a hit or two. He'll be good. I like Beware. Mm. I like that they did it in the anime.
Beware's funny.
Yeah, he's funny.
Beware's funny.
And I like that they gave him the Team Rocket. I think that's a fun little thing.
I agree with you. I do agree with you. I'm really up against a rock in a hard place here, aren't I?
No, I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
Because I can... It's really the thing. It's just like, do I just... Because I can make you upset with a number of picks here.
I know.
I can make you.
You should go ahead and steal if you want to. I've got plenty of stupid ones.
There's a lot of stupid ones. I
hope you pick Ambipom. It's a real world where I pick A and B, Bob. And then make people have to choose between having Arceus on their team or having Ampy Bob on their team.
I think it's a good idea. I don't know. I'm gonna I really hate this draft with all of my
this is a bad
being.
One.
This is a terrible draft. Why do we choose this type so early? I'm gonna go ahead and do. Actually, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to. No!
Pick the one that you want to pick. What do you
want
to pick?
I don't want to pick any of these. I don't want to pick any of these fucking garbage normal types. I got the two that I thought were best, and that's it. I was hoping you were going to forget that Arceus is a Pokemon. I don't know. Should I go coverage player? Should I do something cool?
Do something cool. There's no coverage play with this.
There's coverage plays.
Type.
There's coverage plays. I'm going to do Porygon Z.
Porygon Z. There you go. There you go.
I'm doing Porygon Z. I'm going to let you talk about it because, honest to God, I don't know what Porygon Z does. I don't know.
Porygon Z is good.
I know it's good, but that's really it that I know.
No, Porygon Z is good. It's got a great special attack.
Yeah.
And it's got a, you've got a choice between two abilities. Download, where you get, if the Pokemon has bad special defense, you get a boost in your special attack.
Yeah, that's what
you need. Or you can do adaptability, where it doubles your stab. Which is a really good, both very good types. I love that little duck.
A little duck.
I think this is the smartest thing you could have done. I don't know what other special attackers you'd want.
I have Ursaluna, Blood Moon.
You do. Okay.
But you're right. Who cares?
But now you have a fast one. Now you have a slow one, and they both hit hard, and that'll be what it is.
I want to hit right here.
we want to hit you guys where it hurts.
Yeah.
Right in the
twig and berries.
Twig and berries.
All right, where are you going?
In honor of you, I think I'm going to pick Porygon 2.
No, you can't do that.
Why not?
Because it's the evolved. No, you can't do it.
No, why not?
No, I reject.
You reject it?
Absolutely. You can't. That's a double up. I said at the top, no doubling up.
No. But it's, they do totally different things.
Are you going to pick regular? Are you gonna
pick
no,
I'm not
going to
do
next?
That. No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay, no, reject.
Oh, ah, wow.
Sorry. No,
wow.
Can't do it. No.
Okay. Somebody woke up on their
Who pissed in your Cheerios? No, reject. You can't do that. Our first ever coach's challenge.
Wow. No. Wow. Bring in the coach's challenge.
No,
bring
we're
in
not
coach.
Doing it.
Bring in Coach Gaylene.
Sorry.
Where's Gaylene at these days? Huh?
Gaylene was on the last live. You missed it.
Was she on the last live? I missed her. You're right. All right, so I can't do Porygon 2.
No.
I can't do Ursaluna. You know what? Let's go. Yeah, I think we're gonna go there. Let's do Snorlax.
You're doing Snorlax.
Let's do Snorlax.
I'm kinda shocked and appalled by you right now.
Yeah, no, I know.
Okay. You're just going for a big fatso?
Yeah, because I'm hoping to get a Gigantamax.
Okay.
Get a Gigantamax going.
Gigantamax.
Can't you imagine? I know we haven't watched the Pokemon anime in a bit, but
yeah.
I'm just imagining Meowth over there, and he's like, Jesse James, they're Gigantamaxing their Pikachu. We gotta make me Gigantamax. He turns into that big fucking long thirst.
But this is the weirdest choice. Pokemon, they just insist on making the most bizarre fucking choices. Why'd they make Gigantamax Meowth look like?
he's super big.
Up.
Yeah, he's being held up like that. But he still sounds the same.
He's disgusting.
Got tons of reverb on it. Pikachu!
Meow, that's right. So you went Snorlax. You're just looking for a big. Many would argue, by the way, that you picked the wrong big fatso.
Which big fatso? Giant Snorlax?
Yeah.
What should I have picked?
I'm not going to choose Blissey, I don't think. But a lot of people would say.
You want the. Yeah, we should.
You should have just picked Blissey.
Should just pick Blissey instead. I don't know. I kind of like. It's a hard choice for me to pick something that has just no offensive pressure. Like that's really.
I don't disagree.
I don't know. I think if I picked Blitzy, I think that's when you really like. Are you okay?
Are you all right? I really don't disagree. Mm-hmm. I really don't disagree. No, I guess I'm gonna do it. Again, I'm gonna hedge my bet. I'm gonna go with the coverage play.
Okay, good.
And I'm gonna select Pyroar.
Pyroar, good.
I'm gonna do Pyroar.
Pyroar is good.
I'm doing Pyroar. You know, you gotta take a. It's the only fire normal.
Yeah. No, that's exciting.
Do it. I don't know if it's exciting again, but look how upset we are.
I know
draft.
We're both like.
It's like you're getting Pyroar.
Pyroar. Also, we said this before, but what a big fucking, you know, dry hand job that is of like the lion Pokemon. And it's just like, hi.
I can't.
Hi, it's me.
Hi, how are you?
Good lord. Hyper voice. Because you have to imagine that's what hyper voice sounds like.
He does fucking circle of life.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Be prepared.
All right.
Who you got?
How many do I have left?
You
of
have
just regular guys.
You have a mythical. You have and three regular guys. So you need another regular fella, another regular show.
And then I get a legendary. Is that what it is? Or
well, you only have four. This is going to be your fifth pick.
Okay, and
so
then
you have
I get
three Pokemon remaining.
Yes.
One of which is a
has
legendary.
To be a legendary. Okay, cool, great. So with that. All right, let's do one that I feel good about the rest of this.
You feel good?
I feel good about what I have in store here.
Okay.
I want to do Dunsparce.
Very good. I wasn't gonna take him.
Yeah, if we're gonna do this, I wanna pick my classic.
Why did you wait so long?
Because I genuinely didn't think you were gonna do it. So I was like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like I could just sit on this.
Well, now I feel like a big old pussy. That was the only reason?
Yeah, I didn't think that you were going to... I was like,
right.
Why would he want that on his team? I can
You're
just
right.
sit on that, you know?
You're right.
Yeah.
I didn't really want it, and I felt like it was only right
for
you to have it.
No, I'm glad.
I guess I'm a shell
of
myself.
Here.
Yeah,
be
no. It's like, because I have Ursaline and Blood Moon. I'm not going to put a fucking Earthquake on him or whatever. What do you put on? What do you run on to Dunsparce?
You put Coil.
You do Coil.
Glare.
Yeah.
Headbutt. And then, I guess, maybe Earthquake, you know?
Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
Whatever. If you're happy, I'm happy. I'm gonna go ahead and say fuck it. I'm gonna be a little Ephraim Burnie myself.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You've already selected this Pokemon.
Oh.
I'm gonna run to the podium and I'm gonna select me a Grafaii.
A Grafaii, yeah.
Is that okay with you?
I think that's perfectly fine.
Yeah,
huh?
A prankster.
A little prankster.
A little prankster.
You ever pull a prank yourself?
Oh.
Constantly. What's the worst prank you ever pulled?
How about you check under your seat cushion?
Yeah, how about you check under your dick?
That was a good one.
There you go.
Good pranks. Good pranks.
Good pranks.
Okay.
No, I'd be too worried about hurting people's feelings.
No. Many would argue that the best prank of all time.
Yeah.
You've been fought.
I know people haven't been wanting to be fought. It
nobody is, wants but. To be fought. Oh, well, on the podcast, a good chunk of people
on the live
stream,
people ask for it.
They're like, "What's that smell?"
Okay, cool.
Like,
well, maybe that's what it becomes.
In this thing. But also, yeah. There's no. We're talking big game. We're talking. There's no comment to the day today because I don't have my fucking laptop.
Oh, it's true. Yes. We lost our laptop.
Yeah, it's been stolen.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
It was stolen. In the heat of the night.
Right.
Okay, cool. So this is my last normal one, right?
Theoretically,
huh? I mean, they're all normal. thanks.
Kill me.
What do I have? I have Hisui, Zoroark Hisui, Arceus, Snorlax, Dunsparce. And
Arceus, Zoroark, Beware, Snorlax, Dunsparce.
Okay. Okay, I am going to pick.
You could also choose your legendary now.
I could do my legendary now too. Yeah, maybe that's the smartest thing. For my legendary, I am going to pick
for my last trick.
For my last trick, I'm going to pick Terrapagos.
You're doing Terrapagos?
Terrapagos.
You're doing the Terrapagos thing?
Yes.
Okay. I don't blame you. I don't blame you. I'll hold off on the judgment. Terrapagos has some sick stats.
Yeah, you know,
but there is something.
If you swing that way,
it's just another dry hand drop.
Yeah, hand drop
where you got to make it chandelier mode.
Yeah,
and it be and like who cares?
I don't know what it was. Purely because there are only two other ones,
and you refuse. Are you interested to see where I'm going to go?
I
could not care less. Could you?
No, I could care less. I think I know what you'd pick.
Yeah.
Do you? But maybe you'll surprise me and pick Reggie Gigas. You know.
I don't know. So I'm not going to choose my legendary just yet.
I have
my mythical and or other thing.
And or other thing.
I'm between two things. Between three things, as a matter of fact.
Are you going to do a mega? Because I feel like that's...
I'm going to do a mega.
That's what I would do.
I'm going to do a mega. Do you have a clear one that you're thinking of?
Unless there's one that I'm forgetting, I think there's one that I would do.
I'm going to go for the gimmick, I think.
Yeah?
I'm going to go for the gimmick instead of the type.
Okay.
Play.
Okay.
I think... Because I already
Mega
have...
Mega Audino.
I'm going to go with Mega. No, I... Because I already have two really good special attackers, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So unless I'm really dying to have flying coverage, I'm not going to go for Mega Pidgeot.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that. The fighting coverage is interesting to me, but I feel like it might be redundant with Mega Lopunny.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go for the gimmick.
Okay.
And I'm gonna go Mega Kangaskhan.
Good.
I understand it had to get nerfed. I'm gonna do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm gonna.
No, I think at the end of the day, that's the right one.
That's what you'd have done?
I don't know. If I hadn't picked Beware, I probably would have picked
Mega
Lopunny.
Yeah.
But I agree that I think the Kangaskhan is probably the right thing for you.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit that hits hard enough here. And give me the Mega Kangaskhan. I'll throw Drain Punch on Mega Kangaskhan. Yeah, that's what I did.
Okay.
That's what I did. Now, you have a regular Pokemon to choose.
I have a regular Pokemon to choose. For my, you know, guys, it's been a lovely night. But for my last joke...
You've been great.
You've been great.
You've been a lovely audience.
What do I want to pick? I've done a lot of physical attackers. I feel like I need to get back to my roots with these special attackers.
Okay.
Interesting.
There's really not a lot on the table. Yeah. I mean, well, I think you might have a clear, obvious one, honestly.
There's...
I'll give you $1 if you pick Ditto.
I'm not going to pick Ditto. I'm like, oh, you've got Mega Kangaskhan? So do I. No, I don't want to pick Ditto, as much as that seems like something I would do. All right, I'm the three that I'm kind of cycling through. Maybe there's four.
Okay.
You
want to talk through them?
Yeah, I want to talk through them. There's two that I think would be smart to do, which is Heliolisk.
Interesting.
Because I think that's fun.
But there's no... I mean,
There's not really any reason to.
There's no water normal, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I've never done that.
No. No, Bibarel.
Oh, but that's not a
but
Pokemon.
But no one would ever pick... No, no, one, would pick, no one would pick...
That's not a real Pokemon. Yeah.
So, Heliolisk.
Yeah.
Then the one that's swaying me away from Heliolisk, Indeedee male.
Okay.
So there's those two.
Okay.
Those are probably ones I should pick.
Okay.
But I can't help but saying that I love a Zangoose.
Okay.
I love a Zangoose. And then the funniest thing that I think I am incredibly tempted by Ambipom. Just incredibly tempted.
I'll say this, the one that I would pick were I you.
Yes.
Is not on your list.
Wow. Okay.
I think that there is a clear and obvious one.
Okay.
On the board with a runner-up that was also not on your list, but I understand not picking this one.
Okay. Okay.
There is one on your list that I will lose all respect for you if you select.
And it's in DD.
I will not tell you which it is just yet. But it is, in fact, in DD. If you choose fucking in DD, do what you want.
No, I'm trying to think. I think I'm going to do Heliolisk.
You're doing Heliolisk?
As silly as it is, I think that my heart is kind of captured by that Pokemon.
I think that's a damn... I think it's actually a fine pick. I'm shocked that you didn't pick this other one. That's all I'll say.
What's the other one? What am I forgetting here?
I'm shocked you didn't go Frigirath.
Oh, I didn't want to do that.
Really?
I didn't want to do that.
Why?
Because I think Frigirath has kind of annoying... I don't know.
You don't like Kudchu?
It feels something of a jack of all trades, master of none type thing for me. It doesn't interest me what it does. What am I going to do? A wish?
That's kind of what it, but
a wish? Psychic noise?
Recycle? Recycle Kudchu?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, hey, you take it.
A lot of people are screaming in the audience.
Yeah.
That no one's.
Squawkability.
Slacking.
No. I was tempted. There was a part of me that was tempted by slacking.
Yeah.
But I just think there's so many normal types that do that exact thing and can hit every turn.
Speaking of.
Yeah.
You said you were talking about the legendaries.
Yeah.
And reading between the lines of what you're saying, you think that the only choice is to go Silvally.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
I'm going to go Regigigas.
I knew that you'd...
I'm going to go Regigigas.
Look, guys, I've been saying off camera, this is my year of pride. And Ryan is adapting that.
No, mine is...
He would never pick Silvally.
Yeah, but I think... I think Regigigas gets a worse... It gets close to the rap it deserves.
Have you ever tried to use Regigigas?
No, but if we're playing doubles and I have Prankster Grafaii, I can work. I've watched enough Pimp Knight that I can work out a skill swap. You know? And get him going.
Yeah, Prankster.
The thing is, this whole team has been built around Regigigas. You don't understand. It's getting around slow stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you have to. I at the end of the day, I think the stats are too stark.
It's too good.
I think I got to go with the Regigigas.
Yeah.
Slow start.
Thing. Slow start. Look, go for it. Go for it. I know we never said if we would do this as doubles or as singles.
Why would we ever say that?
Because people are itching to know. They want to know.
Before we get to the final team, we're doing honorable mention, of course. Silvally, Meloetta.
I forgot about her.
The Megas, Lopunny, Pidgeot, and a lot of people will say Mega Audino.
People have been, you know.
Yeah, a lot
Mega
of people
Audino
say.
For a while now.
I'd said Ditto, Staraptor.
Any of the birds.
Toucannon, I don't care about. Frigirath, Blissey is a big one. Blissey and Slaking. There are a lot of
Slutking.
There's a lot of Exploud fans out there.
I wishes I had picked Exploud.
Too little, too late. Exploud, but I do love an Exploud.
Uh-huh.
And then coverage play. Neither of these are perfect Pokemon, but the Drampa Cyclizar thing.
I know. I was tempted. Drampa or Cyclizar. I did think about that, but Drampa doesn't really do enough for me. And then Cyclizar
It doesn't do enough for anybody.
Cyclizar has like Shed Tail and Regenerator, but that's it.
Does that really get anybody hard?
No.
Doing that?
It would have been good for Regigigas.
Thank God I'll never use this team in my life. But what are you going to do? Okay, let's read our final teams.
Yes. All right. Team Ephraim, also known as Team From. Team from Teamster. The Teamsters Union is picking Arceus as their mythical with Zoroark, Hisui, Beware, Snorlax, Dudunsparce, Terrapagos, and Heliolisk.
All very impressive. Very, very impressive.
Thank you, thank you.
Very impressive.
For team...
You showed a lot of restraint with this draft.
I did. I could have gone crazy.
You really could have.
Zangoose, Ambipom.
All over the... Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Could have
It's clear that you've cut back on your drinking.
Team Riot, Team Good Guys, eh? Ursaluna Blood Moon.
Good Guys.
Will you shut the hell up
sorry,
over there?
I'm sorry. Hey, take two.
Ursaluna Blood Moon, Obstagoon, Porygon Zed, as they say in Britain.
Pyroar.
Grafi Eye, Mega Kangaskhan, and of course, rounding things out with my legendary, Regigigas.
Yes.
Very good. I'm not happy with this. I don't think either of us are happy with
No, no. This. Look at where we are in our lives.
No. Come on. You don't got to tell me. Yeah. Hey, if you made it this far in the video, please leave a like and subscribe. If you haven't already, if you're listening on any of the audio apps, please leave a 5-star review. If you don't want to leave a 5-star, leave a 4-star. You don't leave a 4-star. Guys, the last time somebody leaved a 3-star review, you got sick. And it was as recent as yesterday. So please don't do that. Instead, what you do is, first of all, hit that notification bell and leave a comment. I reply to every single comment. People, and they constantly say, Ryan, you won't reply to this comment. I do. It's true. I got nothing better
to
do.
It's true.
And you know, you like and subscribe and you do all those things, and that's how you support us. But say, hey, man, we just want to give you money. What do they do?
You go to fourth wall. Break down that glass ceiling.
The big
Come
four.
On, gals. Come on, Gwen. Come on.
Gwen,
Gaylene,
Rin,
August, all you, come on through.
Unite.
Yeah.
The sister suffragettes. They don't know the hole that they're digging womankind by supporting such a podcast. It's the poor
terrible, things. The poor things.
Yeah.
No, you go over there and you get yourself a t-shirt. There's new designs coming, I promise. I got a little sick, but I was halfway through. I was through designing it. Yeah. Putting it on there. And then somebody said at the party, because I wore the other one that I made to the party yesterday.
Right? Yeah.
And someone said, why don't you just take a picture of your t-shirt and put that on a t-shirt? Because people like that kind of thing.
Oh, how meta.
Yeah. And I said, you know what?
Maybe I'll do that.
I said, maybe.
And then
maybe
people have to pay
dreams.
Extra. Yeah. People have to pay extra for the real t-shirt.
Yeah, exactly. So, hey, if you think you'd pay extra for a t-shirt.
This is my t-shirt.
For a real t-shirt, go on fourthwall.com and let us know what you think. r/bellhop.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think our Reddit page is coming on?
The NSFW one?
Yeah, yeah.
Bells and Whois. That's what it's got to be.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Bells and titties.
Yeah, bells and... Yeah, I can't think. I got nothing.
Bells and whistles.
Do you have anything else?
No, nothing anymore.
All right, guys. See you next week. Bye.
See ya.
You want to do like the SpongeBob normal thing?
What's that?
Where he's like, hi, I'm normal. You know that episode of SpongeBob? You
know about like normal Bob?
Normal SpongeBob.
Normal SpongeBob.
When he's like,
oh, when he's like, they make him like straight edge and all that stuff.
Well, he's rounded.
Yeah, he's rounded. Yeah, yeah.
SpongeBob. This one.
Yeah, yeah. No, I didn't know that's what he's called, normal SpongeBob.
Normal SpongeBob. Because he's like, how are you feeling? And he goes, normal. He goes, hi, how are you?
Well, how would we do that?
Well, you have to see the episode clearly first. But he goes, hi, how are you? And he goes, wonderful weather we're having.
Okay, yeah, here, I'll ask you that.
Okay.
Okay, ready. But how are you going to make yourself look normal? Can you, like, is there a way that you could, you know, put your hair down like this? No, that's only made it worse.
No. Come on.
Okay. All right, ready? Wait. Oh. You're going to have to use this at the end or something.
How does this look?
Yeah, it looks strange.
It looks strange?
It looks a little strange.
I look like a different version of
Yeah, a little bit, actually. Okay. Yeah, it looked like a little Victorian child.